for life advice and psychology. Call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hello, welcome to my show on this beautiful day. For those of you not familiar, I'm a whole new level of psychology. I not only hear your problems, I feel them, and I solve them. I provide everlasting courage, strength, love, and devotion for all your troubles. Inspired by God, I light the tunnel through your innermost thoughts, secrets, and actions. Okay, maybe not that far. I certainly don't want to know those. Anyways, my point is, I do things a little differently. I can take the most dreadful, precarious calamity and change it into a flaming pillar of truth and happiness. I solve your problems, I'm here. Anyways, it's a beautiful day even though it's raining. The rain is what makes it so wonderfully crafted with perfection and the artist's subtle beauty. See, without the key element of a lot of things we take for granted, this world would never be complete. You may mindlessly contemplate that snow, hell, rain, wind, bugs, cold weather, and hot weather are a bother. But take that inspiring element of nature away from the world for a minute. Let's choose rain. Such a subsequent object or formality we too often take for granted. And if we take it away, this place will be as dry as the Sahara Desert. You need to see the alleviation in these necessary epitomes of importance. These bothers pave the way for enjoying the eternity of the universe. When it comes down to it, enjoy the little things in life. I know it's a cliche, but really, trust me, it's a saying worth doing. Sometimes we need to move a little more slowly. Alright, well, let's go to Mark H. Cloudston, calling from... Alabama. Mark?
Hello, is this Kevin Psychology?
Yes. You've made a wise choice, my lad. I'm better than Delilah or Dear Abby any day.
Oh, okay. Well, my problem is about money.
What about it?
Well, I like helping people out by giving them money, but it seems everyone I help out starts off nice and thankful at first, but then takes advantage of my kindness. Should I keep helping people out, or should I just give up?
You know, there's never such thing as too much kindness. But taking advantage is a very horrible thing to do. If people are taking advantage of you, that means that they don't need your help anymore. People who really and truly are in need will never take more than given. So you need to find other people to help. Kids in Africa need help, and we could all use their example of enjoy the little things in life. But always remember, there's no such thing as too much kindness. It doesn't have to be huge or a big expense. It can just be smiling at a cashier or waiter who's having a bad day. Little things like that aren't hard, but they're worth a lot. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good. Please have a good day.
Thank you.
No problem. Today we're talking with Emma Rose. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, from the UK. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. How do you pronounce your last name?
Emma Rosings.
That's your last name, Emma Rosings? What's your first name?
Emma. My last name is Rosings.
Okay. So tell me your dilemma.
Well, Kevin, you see, my dilemma is...
Yeah.
...is that I'm in love.
Okay.
And it's almost Valentine's Day, and there's this guy named Roberto Santiago, and, well, I don't know if he loves me back, and I really want a Valentine this year. What should I do?
How old is he?
He's my age.
How old are you?
21.
Do you, like, what's his, how much do you think he weighs?
I'm sorry, I don't see how this is relevant.
It's very relevant. It's completely relevant.
Probably about 170. I don't know.
Yeah, why, is that your weight? Okay.
That is not my weight, thank you very much.
Okay, so what's the problem? I don't really see a problem here.
Well, I really want a Valentine this year, and I don't know if he loves me, so...
You don't get any Valentines?
I'm sorry?
You don't get any Valentines?
No. I just... None of them would even matter anyway. I just need Roberto Santiago.
Is this guy Spanish?
He's Italian.
Oh.
But he is amazing.
Well, have you gone up... Have you talked to him before?
We have talked, yes. We just... We've been in, groups of friends and such, so we've never went anywhere with just the two of us. And I really would like him to ask me out, but I don't know. I'm scared to even ask him out. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Does he know who you are?
Yes, we've had conversations.
All right. Well, I think the best way to ask someone out is by in person. You shouldn't call them on the phone. You shouldn't email them or text them. You should ask them on the person. So I think that you should ask him out. And you should send him a Valentine with your name on it. And maybe he'll send you one too.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
All right.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome. Okay, I think we have time for one more thing. Okay, someone named Lost, not sure if that's the real name, emailed me saying, "Hello, Kevin Psychology. I feel alone and I lost my phone. Rhymed people don't understand. I want a car now. I can drive now. I'm 17. Ah, from Lost. I guess Lost is like that code name, like when they use on Dear Abby, Sad in Seattle, stuff like that. All right. So, the grammar in here is appalling. It's not, it's kind of hard to decipher, but I feel lost alone and I lost my phone. So it feels like you're in depression and you lost your phone and you want a car. Well, okay, let me talk about the phone first. I know how bad losing stuff can be. When you lose stuff, it can feel horrible. That's a very horrible feeling. And then it seems like that if you're scared to tell your parents because you think that they'll be upset at you that you lost your phone, maybe you could find your phone by calling it with a different phone, or maybe, you know, if your phone's on low battery, just look for it everywhere. You may think that's nowhere, but I mean, just look for it. Keep looking for it. Keep looking for it. And I mean, if you can't find it when you're 18 years old, you can buy your own phone. I'm assuming you have a job. You can get a job and buy your own phone. I mean, when you're 18, your parents have no say over what you do. All right. So, you feel lost alone. Depression is depression is something that you need to talk to someone about. There is something that's bothering you if you feel lost alone. Does that even make sense? Talk to your parents. Honestly, you may think that your parents are disgusting and that they won't help you with their problems. They're just naggers, but they will help you with their problems. Talk to your parents about what's hurting you. And if you can't talk to your parents, then talk to your grandma. But don't talk to a friend. Alright, don't talk to any of your friends, because if you talk to your friends, they are going to give you bad advice. They are going to, I mean, maybe not all of them, but one of them is definitely going to give you bad advice. You're going to get bad advice. If you talk to your parents, you talk to someone very old and wise, then they will give you good advice. I'm telling you. Okay, people don't understand you want a car now. Why don't they understand? I don't have a lot of information. You have to earn wanting a car. If people don't understand you want a car, that means that they find something wrong with you that you can't get a car. I'm not sure how to word this. I'm bad at wording stuff. Excuse me. If people don't understand you want a car, maybe not mature enough for a car yet. Honestly, just talk to your parents. I know that I keep saying that again and again. I know that you may think that your parents are disgusting and they won't help, but honestly, they will. They will. There are rare circumstances where they won't. And if they don't, then talk to your grandma or your grandpa. Or talk to an aunt or uncle. Don't talk to your friends because they will give you bad advice. I mean, maybe they won't, but there's a 90% chance that they will. And, just talk to someone older and wiser than you. And that's my verdict. Thank you. And this has been Kevin Psychology.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin. He's a prodigy.
Honestly.